Hi there, and welcome to the Accepted Authority podcast. My name is Greg Roworth, and each week on the Accepted Authority podcast, we discuss the challenges around growing a consultancy practice. And specifically, we focus on the strategy of authority positioning to accelerate your sales results, because authority positioning is where you need to be seen to be the go-to person in your market, to be the go-to firm in your market, to be the market leader in the field of consulting that you occupy. You must be seen as the authority in that market to have the best chance of making sales. Now, in today's episode, I want to talk about one of the biggest mistakes I see in marketing done by consultancy firms that actually slows down your sales. And I'm going to talk about a process that you need to implement to accelerate your sales. Now, the conundrum here is that when we try to take the fast route to sales, we typically slow things down. We make it much more difficult to achieve sales. But when we take the slow and considered approach to sales, we actually accelerate our results. To use an analogy, let me talk about perhaps a Formula One racing car driver. And let's say we have a rookie Formula One driver who gets in the car and that just want to get to the end of that first lap, that pole positioning lap, if you're familiar with Formula One at all. We're talking about having a fastest lap so that you can be positioned at the head of the pack when the race starts. Now, the rookie driver may just want to go fast. They want to go flat out to achieve that quick time. But what tends to happen if you're familiar with Formula One racing? If you are going flat out for the whole race, you are going to end up spinning out at the corners, crashing into the walls, slowing your progress down. You cannot win or do a fast lap by going flat out the whole time. The winners of the lap pour on the speed when it's appropriate, but they put the brakes on also when it's appropriate. They don't want to go full speed into the corners. They want to go slowly in the corners so they can negotiate the turn. They can turn at the right moment. They want to hit that corner with the right momentum and accelerate out of the corner. So they're going flat out down the straight, and then they put the brakes on again to slow down for the next corner. That's what it's like in marketing and acquiring new clients for our consultancy firm as well. If we try to take the fast approach, if we try to go flat out to make sales, we will end up hitting those corners at full speed. We will stop our progress by going too fast to attempt to make the sale. We need to take the slow and considered approach. We need to understand where the corners are. Where are the obstacles that we're going to encounter? Where are the points where we need to take the pressure off, take the momentum off, to decelerate and slow down our progress, to make sure that, in fact, the client that we're addressing is able to work with us and move along that journey with us instead of being left behind when we crash into those corners. Now, that analogy needs some context and some understanding of what we mean here. So explanation of what are these corners, the points that we can really lose our clients if we're not careful. And so let me point out the mistake first of going flat out to try to make the sale. And here's what I see in most marketing for consultancy firms. And on just about all of your websites, check your own if this is what you have. The first element of engagement with your potential client is contact us to set up an appointment. Do you have a contact form on your website? That means that your client has to talk to somebody. If that's the only option you have on your website, that's the fast approach to the sale. That's the flat out, here we are, come and speak to us. That is too fast for most potential clients, unless they're desperate for your services and only you can tell in your firm, are your clients or potential clients desperate for your services? If that's the case, then you're probably not listening to this because you have no need to worry about how to acquire new clients. So I'm going to take it as read that if you're listening to this, your approach to attracting clients is not where you want it to be. And I'm going to hazard a guess and suggest that more often than not, it's because the only option on your website for a client to contact you is the contact us form. That means that they will have to speak to somebody. Now, let's take a step back and think about normal human relationships. And we're talking about people getting to know people. It doesn't have to be a romantic sort of relationship, just any type of relationship, any type of interaction between people, there's a set process that we start to get to know each other. We, first of all, don't jump straight into the biggest problem we have when we're talking to somebody. We don't start, if we're in a sales situation, a network meeting, you know, this doesn't go down well if you start trying to sell to somebody in the first conversation. Well, that's exactly what is happening on your website when all you have is contact us for a free consultation. That is like jumping into a conversation that is way ahead of where your clients are willing to go in a first interaction. We need to replicate the normal human behavior development principles in our marketing. And when we do that, we have to slow down. We have to consider what our clients need to progress along that journey with us. If we're trying to push them straight away into a sales situation, or even if we're taking them in our marketing to a sales situation, that is often far too quick for our clients, and they will resist doing that until they're absolutely desperate. So, what is the normal human behavior and human relationship behavior? It is about helping people feel comfortable and going deeper. It's starting off at a superficial level, starting off shooting the breeze, starting off building rapport, starting off getting to know each other in a small, insignificant way. It's what are your interests? What's your work situation? What do you do for a living? Do you have a family? Do you have children? These factual questions that are easy to answer. They're not difficult to answer. We can talk about our job. We can talk about our family. We can talk about our children. We can talk about our pride in their achievements. And that really doesn't cost us anything. We're not giving a lot away. And this is the real challenge in both human relationship development and in sales processes in terms of trying to acquire new clients. People do not want to feel vulnerable. People do not want to put themselves in a position where they feel vulnerable, where they feel potentially that they're going to be exposed or potentially they're going to be ripped off. Either of those situations create resistance in both normal human relationship development and in sales processes. People don't want to be exposed. We don't talk about our intimate secrets. We don't talk about our faults and our failings and the things that we're ashamed of. in early stages of a relationship. We might talk about those things to our best friends. We might talk about those things to people in authority, in close relationships, maybe our doctor or our ministers or our counselors, our business coaches. Yes, we may reveal those things in situations that we know where there's trust, where we can trust the other person with our vulnerability. That doesn't happen overnight. And yes, sometimes there's a level of authority with a doctor that we might reveal things that are very intimate and make us vulnerable in a medical situation. But usually that's a fairly urgent or desperate situation when we come to do that. Now, it can happen if someone who is a potential client is in an urgent and desperate situation, and they may see you as the answer, and the only option you're giving them is to contact you through your website, they may do that. And that's probably why you do get a trickle of leads coming through to you that way, if that's the case. And maybe you don't ever get any leads that way. But if you understand the concept I'm talking about, what I'm going to suggest, and not just suggest, what I'm going to tell you is the reality is that if you provide your potential clients with a softer pathway to building a relationship with you and your firm, if you take the slower approach to getting into a sales conversation, you will attract a volume of leads that will accelerate their journey across time. So the barrier of contact us for a free consultation probably prevents many people who are potentially your clients from making that first step. So if you can make that first step, a much easier, gentler first step that has no risk involved for them or very limited vulnerability involved for them, they're much more likely to take that first step. Now, here's where I want to talk about how to make your selling process, your marketing process, much more effective. And that is when we break it down into two steps. With our general marketing approach, where we're offering a free consultation on our website, contact us, that potentially is open to anyone. It is the world potentially seeing that website or our marketing content that offers that. And it really is, you know, a very wasteful way of using our most powerful tool. We obviously want to get people into a sales conversation. That is where we make sales. That's where the rubber actually meets the road. You know, that is the place we want to bring people to. But when that is too big a leap, you will have far fewer people taking that step. We've got to build a number of steps in that process so that each step is fairly easy to take. So that final step then of booking a sales call with you, it is done with frequency when they're ready for that step. And to get to that step, we need to have built trust. We need to have built authority. We need to have built demand for our service at that point. And that doesn't happen if we're marketing to the world. It is just too big an ask. What we need to do is break it down into two steps. So the marketing to the world or to the broader market needs to be all about that first gentle, easy to take step. And typically that's by offering something of value. It's offering a free report, a free video training, a webinar. Even that may be a little bit of a step too far. Something that's very easy to take, a free checklist, something where there's no threat of interaction from you, where they can opt in to get a free report on your website, where they know that it will be delivered or will appear on the next screen, where they can read it or consume that content without having a personal interaction. They do not want to be vulnerable. Even the vulnerability at this point is risking putting their hand up and saying, I've got a need for that. You know, we have a problem in the area that your free report covers. So there's still a level of vulnerability, but it's a level of vulnerability that is much easier for the potential client to accept, because they don't expect to be hit with a sales conversation at that point. They will be willing to take that step because you're offering something with low vulnerability where they can learn more about their problem and about how to solve that problem. That's what they're looking for. They are looking for a solution to their problem. But if the only option you give them for that solution is call us for a free consultation or contact us for a free consultation, that is making them too vulnerable. They are not ready to take that step. So the two steps we need to have, or two levels really, is first, get their name into your system. And this is where I see a lot of people want to get their name out there. You want to get your name out there so the public will see your name and have brand recognition. Well, that is not anywhere near as effective as getting their name into your database. And when you can offer something that has a low risk, a free offer that provides them value, they will put their name into your database to receive that. Now, all we need to do is focus our more intensive relationship building marketing on the people in our database, which is a much smaller subset of the broad market. So we offer the broad market simple, easy to take step to put their name on our database. Then we focus our attention and our marketing on the people in our database. And here it's about building relationships. And that comes about by offering more value. We offer educational content. So before we get people on our database, we might be putting content on LinkedIn. And that's a very common thing, or social media, LinkedIn, Facebook, whatever brand of social media is effective for you. That sort of content needs to be aimed at getting the name, or getting a step from your potential client to offer them something to take that small step. It should not be about buy our services. It should not be about contact us for a free consultation at that point. That's far too early. We need to offer them something to get their name into our database. Then once they're on our database, we have permission to send them content to continue to add value and build trust in that relationship. And we need to have a number of steps in that process so that they're being educated, they're being nurtured, and they're being made more aware of the value of taking action to solve their problem. And we can do that much more effectively when we know who they are, when their name is in our database. And the more steps we can take within that process to get more information from them, potentially a phone number so we can call them, or to get them booked on our calendar to have our sales conversation. So the intent of that contact us form that sits on your website that hardly gets used will get used when it's positioned in the right place, when we've built authority, when we've built trust, when we've built demand for our services, and people are ready to take that step of sitting in front of us, whether it's over your desk or over the screen. That part comes once we've built trust and authority and demand by our nurturing process to the people on our database. So think about the strategy behind this. Think about what I call strategic authority marketing. We want to strategically position ourselves as the authority to our ideal clients, to the premium level clients that we want to work with. We don't want to work with everybody. So our initial contact point or initial first piece of content that they see from us should be there to induce them to take that step to become one of the chosen few that exists in our database that can then elevate themselves to a point where they become a client. And our strategic approach needs to build in all of those steps, all of those nurturing processes, so that they increase their awareness of their situation. They start to believe that there's an urgency around changing their situation, and they start to see us as the only option to help them with that change. That's the strategy that is, I found, to be the most effective strategy to accelerate our results, not by speeding up and going flat out to the sale, but by slowing the process down, taking the corners at the appropriate speed where we're bringing our clients along with us without risk for them, without adding vulnerability that they're not ready to give to us. When we do that in a strategic and authoritative way, they will take the step to grow with us, to come with us, to see us as the authority, and to buy from us. That's it for the Accepted Authority podcast today. That message, I hope you've understood, to slow down your process to speed up your sales is counterintuitive. And if you'd like to know more about how you can achieve that, we have a special offer on our website that is easy for you to opt into. Look on our website under the first tab on the left about growing your sales, and you'll find a free ebook that you can download called Strategic Authority Marketing, which talks all about this process that I've been talking about today. So what I recommend is that you go to our website at businessflightpath.com, click on that first tab just down below the banner, and download our ebook so that you can learn how you can develop a strategic authority marketing system in your business. If you want to talk to me, if you're ready for a conversation specifically about your business, then look on the website for where you can schedule a strategy session with me, or connect with me on LinkedIn or Facebook and do a search for Greg Roworth and you'll find me. Send me a direct message and ask to chat, and we'll set that up. So the big message today: slow down to speed up. Don't try to get people to contact you as the first step in your sales process. Give them an easy, low vulnerability, low risk step to take to get them into your database so that then you can nurture them. You can build authority, you can build trust, you can build demand so they want to become your client. That's it from me today. Greg Roworth out.